Hello, this is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Project Rachel is a network of professional clergy, licensed counselors, and volunteers all trained to provide one-on-one spiritual and psychological support for those individuals who are suffering from the trauma of abortion. Today, my guest is Lisa Hall. She's the director of Project Rachel Ministry in Syracuse. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a delight and an honor to be here to talk about this beautiful ministry, Project Rachel Ministry.
So please tell us more about Project Rachel and the counseling services that you provide.
Project Rachel Ministry was founded in 1984 by a woman named Vicki Thorne. Vicki had witnessed the self-destructive behavior of a friend who had given up a child for adoption and then who had also aborted a child. Her friend had told her, "I can live with the adoption, I can't live with the abortion." So Vicki was really struck and really thought there has to be something we can do for women who are suffering so greatly after this and have such remorse, such regret. So the name Project Rachel was inspired by Scripture. In the passage Jeremiah 31:15 says, "Rachel mourns her children. She refuses to be consoled because her children are no more." And this is really what we have seen time and again for the women who come to us seeking hope and healing. They are racked with grief, racked with shame, but they have no means to express it or place to express it. So that's the beauty of what Project Rachel Ministry can do for people, is to connect them to the source of healing and hope. So today, Project Rachel Ministry is an outreach of the Catholic Church. It's a response to the awful decision in Roe versus Wade of 1973. And it's a network of specially trained lay people, clergy, religious, and mental health professionals, as you had mentioned. And these people work together to seek to provide an integrated experience of healing and to connect people to the ultimate healer, Jesus Christ. So this ministry operates in about 150 dioceses across the United States. Here in Syracuse, you know, Project Rachel began as a referral ministry more than 20 years ago. And we have a confidential phone line and an email that are only reviewed by Project Rachel Ministry staff. No one else is open to those. Confidentiality is of utmost importance to us. We realize the courage it takes for someone to call the Project Rachel line or to connect with us by email. And we really seek to honor that courage, and we want to walk alongside those who are seeking peace and healing. So some of the ways that we can do that is we will talk with you by phone or meet with you individually. We're happy to try to set up a meeting with a priest for those who would like to go through the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Or also, if you're not Catholic, you're most welcome to join us too, or to seek healing in this way. And a priest can walk with you with spiritual guidance too. We can set up a meeting with a mental health professional if that's your desire. We have days of hope and healing, we call them, and they're a full-day retreat, and we offer those three or four times a year for women to come together in a group setting and see that they're not alone. And then we also offer a weekend retreat once a year, a full weekend of healing. We really want to follow the lead of those who contact us, but we are here for a person whenever they're ready.
So how can someone contact Project Rachel Ministry if they feel that they need this type of counseling?
There are two ways right now that they can confidentially contact us. One is on our dedicated phone line. That number is 855-364-0076, or they can email us at hopeandhealing@syrdio.org. And that is hopeandhealing@syrdio.org.
How can people support Project Rachel?
You know, the first and best way is through your prayers. You know, really pray for those who have been through abortion, you know, those who are seeing that their abortion was a really terrible act and who want to seek healing from that. Pray for those mothers, those fathers, those grandparents, and pray for those of us who are in ministry to those people too. Prayer is just a key that we need all the time, desperately, every one of us. Secondly, our ministries, especially Project Rachel Ministry in the Syracuse Diocese, is funded through the Hope Appeal. And that's a great way you can find how to donate to Hope Appeal on the Syracuse Diocese website. We are always looking, too, for people who would like to be trained in Project Rachel Ministry. If someone is interested in doing that, you know, please contact us at hopeandhealing@syrdio.org. We'd love to talk with you. You know, if you be sensitive, too, that if the subject of abortion comes up and might be someone who's confessing to you that they've had an abortion, be gentle with that person and remember Project Rachel Ministry to refer them on to us.
Again, my guest is Lisa Hall, the director of Project Rachel Ministry in Syracuse. This is Sonia Hines. You're listening to Spotlight. Thanks for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.